Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Rural Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Albrecht with Egg Country Farm Credit Services, and today we're going to have a conversation surrounding mental health in agriculture and rural America. Here to speak with us is Ted Matthews, who serves as the Director of Mental Health Outreach with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Welcome to the program, Ted.
Thank you.
The term mental health has been kicked around a lot within the American media. Could you help define what mental health all entails?
Well, you know, that's a really difficult thing, because when people hear mental health, sadly, they think mental illness. And mental health is just that. Every one of us, there isn't a human being alive that isn't better off being mentally healthier than they are. And so we have that stigma of there's something wrong with us when we deal with mental health. And in reality, there's something right with us if we're dealing with mental health.
As a professional, how would you classify the difference between that mental health and then mental illness?
Mental health is working on something to a greater good. If I lose a spouse, or if I lose a farm, or if I have emotional difficulties dealing with all sorts of different issues, that's working on mental health issues. Mental illness, I don't work with mental illness. That's diagnosed and treated in just a different way.
Farmers tend to be pretty independent people. They spend hours alone or with minimal contact. How does this factor into occurring issues among the mental health of people who work in agriculture?
That's actually getting less and less, because there's so many people now that farmers have to deal with that they didn't used to have to deal with. So they're not nearly as isolated as they used to be between the internet and with all the people that they have to deal with. You know, they have to deal with bankers all the time, and they have to deal with all kinds of outside sources, feed salesmen, and on and on and on and on and on. So they really aren't as isolated. And because they're not as isolated, you know, I think one of the things that is a myth is that, you know, farmers are these, you know, these guys that have a piece of hay in their mouth, and they get up early in the morning and they start working, and they work until dark, and then they go to bed. And it's like, that is so far from the truth. There aren't any dumb farmers, because this is truly an educated group. If they weren't educated, they wouldn't survive. And right now, with the struggles that they're having, they have to be even more educated, and they have to work even more with people. So I personally believe that farmers are incredibly smart. And, you know, you just look at, you go into a farm home, and you see magazines on the table, and there are farm magazines dealing with all kinds of different things, and every one of them have been read cover to cover by everybody in the house. Go into somebody else's house, and oftentimes you'll see magazines that are sitting on the table that haven't even been opened. You know, so they're well read. They're well read in their particular area of need, and they truly have tons of expertise. And so that idea of the farmer being some dumb guy sitting off in the corner, that just doesn't exist anymore.
Given the independent streak within farming and agriculture, are farmers a little tougher to persuade into seeking help if they in fact need it?
No, they're a lot harder to persuade. They have to trust. That is a huge factor with farming and farmers. And what we've learned is that the way they trust is through other people oftentimes, through their farm business management or their banker or their extension person or someone else that deals in agriculture. They trust them. And so when they say, you know, maybe we should talk to someone, one of the keys to that is they'll say, why don't we call Ted? Why don't we talk to Ted? We can talk to Ted about these issues. He knows more about it than I do. And, you know, frankly, that's true. And it takes away that stigma of you're talking to a psychologist or you're talking to someone who is going to try to, quote, get in your head, which I hear all the time. It truly is a matter of what can we do to make your emotional state better. And that's how we treat it, and it seems to have worked quite well over the last few decades.
What are some of the warning signs or indicators that someone might need help?
When they start withdrawing, and they do it more and more and more, when they start blaming, looking at every area that they can to blame as to what their situation is. When their relationships become deteriorating, husbands and wives oftentimes start arguing about nothing sometimes, and it's because the high stress levels. And, you know, remember, farmers, to me, the number one four-letter word for a farmer that they never want to hear, that is the most disgusting thing in the world to hear, is lazy. And so they equate not getting things done with being lazy, but they don't want anyone to ever call them lazy. And I mean, I swear, with most farmers I've worked with, if they've worked 24 hours and I say, you know, you probably could have done a little more, they'd agree and feel bad and think that they did something wrong and they should have done more. And that, to me, is a very sad thing. They are incredibly hardworking, and they should be treated as such, and they should treat themselves that way, too.
You've mentioned the word stigma a couple times in this interview so far. There certainly seems to be many stigmas attached to mental health. One is that seeking an outlet or help could be seen as more of a weakness. Could you spend a little bit of time talking about these stigmas and the impact that they actually have?
Sure. The idea of weakness is automatically a red flag for farmers. And when people fear something they don't understand, then they simply don't go there. So getting someone to talk to someone like me becomes a lot more difficult, because their fear is that someone or everyone is saying there's something wrong with them, meaning there's something bad about them, instead of whatever issue it is that they have, they need to work on so they can be happier and healthier. So we've had that forever. Farmers don't trust outside groups. And because they don't trust outside groups, basically mental health people are outside groups. So trusting them becomes almost impossible unless, again, as I said before, unless there's a in-between.
There's no question that we find ourselves currently sitting in a challenging ag economy. Beyond that, there are many factors that are out of the control of farmers. It's easy to see why some may feel helpless. How is agriculture different than other industries when it comes to mental health?
Well, there isn't a time, actually, when farmers aren't stressed. And because all farmers go through some of the same stresses, they don't identify them as stresses. You know, you need to get an operating loan, and that's stressful. But then say you get one, all right? And then you go from that, and you say, okay, now we need to plant. And so you plant. And is it going to rain? Is it going to be dry? Is it going to be too cold? Is it going to be too hot? But you get through that process, too. And then you go through the spraying period. Is it going to rain too soon before or after? Or is it going to be too dry or too wet? And then you get through that process and you harvest. Are you going to get enough for your crop? Is the yield going to be high enough? And then you get through that process and you say, oh my gosh, you know, we got through this year. And then what's the next thing you do? You start planning for the next year. You have about 2 seconds of breathing a sigh of relief and off you go again. And that's just when things are going well. So add any of the bad things that happen and the stress levels just keep going up. But there's most people, including farmers, don't realize that stress is a part of their life all the time. And 80% of all stress causes disease. Stress is the number one cause for disease, all types of disease, whether it's cancer, whether it's the common cold. Stress is the number one cause of disease.
We're speaking with Ted Matthews, Director of Mental Health Outreach for the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Ted, a heartbreaking statistic exists when it comes to suicide by farmers. A farmer is 3 to 5 times more likely to take their own life when compared to other occupations. Could you just spend a little bit of time elaborating on that statistic?
The concept of failure for farmers is really high, and not accepting the fact that oftentimes they have nothing to do with that failure, but the belief that they do. If it's a family farm and it's a second, third, fourth, fifth generation, and they're going to lose that farm, the tendency is to say that it's my fault. I, you know, somehow I should have done something differently, even when oftentimes it has nothing to do with something they did wrong, but they're blaming themselves because that's what farmers do. And that creates an incredible amount of stress. And that's one of the big reasons that suicide rates go up. Another is there's so much uncertainty, and that constant uncertainty drives farmers crazy. It's just really, really difficult to deal with what's going to happen. What are the prices going to be? You know, I mean, all of a sudden somebody comes in and says milk prices are going to go down $3 because we have too much cheese, as though they didn't know the day before that they were going to have too much cheese. That's always confused me. But those kinds of stresses are constant, and losing their farm is probably the most significant. And the breaking down of family values is also a serious issue.
From your experience, are there certain demographics within agriculture who are more prone to being affected by stress or pressure from working in the industry?
Well, dairy definitely has the highest stress because they just simply don't know what's going to happen with the milk prices. And they've even had places where there have been farmers, I've talked to several farmers, where all of a sudden there's nobody that's willing to pick up their milk. What do they do with that? And so I think dairy, and 7 days a week is definitely, I mean, you ask a dairy farmer, and what we call a weekend, they call a vacation. So dairy farmers definitely have the most stress, to the point where I actually make jokes about that, you know, saying the dairy farmer is sitting in here listening to me while those poor guys are out there planting their fields, even if it's in January, because they know that that's just not true.
We've spent a lot of time in this conversation talking about mental health within agriculture. But how about in rural communities, in people who just maybe live out in the country? Are they feeling the same way of stress and things like that compared to people in agriculture?
In some ways, especially small towns. I mean, you know, you just look at the small towns. I happen to live in Hutchinson right now. And you look at the small towns around Hutchinson, and stores right and left are boarded up, whereas Hutchinson is growing. And so these small towns with the small schools and so on, they're dying. And that's creating an incredible amount of stress for rural people. You know, something else I wanted to mention is it's scary how many people don't realize how much money farmers bring in to every community that they're around. I don't know what the state coffers would look like if it wasn't for farming. And I think far more people had better start looking at that importance and you know, frankly, helping farmers. They have a really wrong idea of farming in general. The idea that if I have 1,000 acres and it's worth $7,000 an acre, I'm a multimillionaire, and what would I be complaining about? The fact is, no farmer cares about that. Farmer wants more land because they want to plant more, because they want to grow more crop. And it has nothing to do with the value of the land. The value of the land only counts if you sell it. And no farmer wants to sell their land. So that concept is so far off and so skewed. And I think it's also a reason that a lot of people don't sympathize with farmers, because of that assumption. And that assumption is absolutely wrong.
Switching gears a little bit, there are different audiences listening along right now. So let's focus on a few of them. If you're a farmer and you need help, what can be done?
Well, first of all, understand that everybody needs help at some time or another in their life. And when you're seeking help, you're not saying there's something wrong with you. You're actually saying there's something right with you, that you're willing to do something to make it better. And that's the whole concept. Why wouldn't anyone, if they're under a lot of stress and anxiety, want to make it better? And that is a fallacy that people have, that there has to be something so wrong with you that you have to get fixed. And the fact is, that's not at all true. If your marriage is having some difficulty and you work on it now, the odds are really good that you'll get it fixed. If you wait until the end, the odds are you won't. So the idea that you have to wait until it's crisis situation is foolish. And it creates a lot more problems than it solves, I can tell you that.
How about those that might know of a family member or friend who is in need of help? What advice do you have for them?
Call and talk to someone who knows what they're doing. You know, whether it's me, whether it's their clergy person, whether it's a farm business management agent or any entity that understands the plight that they're going through. Talk it through. It always helps to talk, and it always helps to talk to somebody who has a good listening ear. But make sure you don't talk to somebody who doesn't know what, you know, farming is all about, or because there is something worse than advice, and that's bad advice. So listen to people who either have been through it or know people directly that have been through it and can understand and support you. You know, that in the farming community, one of the most important things that they can do is support each other.
Now, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture has a helpline for farmers and rural residents to call when they're in need. Do other states have something similar, or have you heard of many other resources in other states that are also available for maybe those who are listening outside of the state of Minnesota?
One of the problems is there's all kinds of things listed in all kinds of different places, but if you try calling them, they either don't exist anymore, they're not funded anymore, or the phone doesn't get answered, or they don't really know what to do. Minnesota now has a great helpline, but for me to carte blanche identify other helplines is very scary, because there's so many of them neglected, underfunded, and so on. So in your own area, it's a good idea to find out before you need to use them what you have available. And if you don't have enough available, start working towards having something in your area. Because if you have a crisis and you need to talk to someone, and that's when you find out there's no one to talk to, that's not a good time to have that happen.
Before we go, do you have any parting advice on any of the subjects we have covered, or maybe what we haven't covered?
I'd just like to say that farming is a very stressful occupation. We don't know what's going to happen in front of us. Everybody is making guesses. There are optimists, there are pessimists, and there's everything in between. We need to just take it as it comes, see what's going to happen. Don't put stress on ourselves for things that might happen, because that is the wrong road to go down. Wait and see what you have to do, and don't do everything you can to keep that stress down by saying, you know, when I know what's happening, I will do whatever it is that I need to do.
Well, Ted, thank you very much for coming on and having a conversation about a very important topic.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
That is Ted Matthews, Director of Mental Health Outreach for the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. That's a wrap for this episode of the Rural Perspectives Podcast, which is a production of Ag Country Farm Credit Services. To get more great content, please visit www.agcountry.com.